Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The tree-hugging professor isn't merely into hugging trees. In the 2013 film Goodbye Golly Mountain, an eco-sexual love story, she and her female partner massage river rocks, lick trees, frolic naked in a stream, and slather mud on one another. This just sounds like a bunch of misguided, possibly neurotic or psychologically damaged weirdos who want to just frolic about naked in the wilderness and don't want anyone to be able to complain about it. No, you can't say anything about it. We're eco-sexual. Now, again, people that say that, well,
you know, you just need to grant all the privileges and love that is necessary to make homosexuals, gay people, feel needed and wanted and loved and blah, blah, blah.
You're not loving them by telling them that their mortal sin is appropriate, it's okay, and to continue it. That's not love. That's an act of hate. That's violence. It's the exact opposite. Now, I don't know if it's mortally sinful to do a tree or a rock. Here's this bit I used to play. Yeah, that's right, Maggie O'Connell. What if the tree did not consent to the act? Is it rape? You stand accused. I'm not going to go here, but if you want to make jokes up on your own about these women having relations with trees, and one of the species of trees being a pussy willow, I leave that up to your fertile imagination. I'm not going there.